Hello, welcome to the Farcom Podcast, the retooled Farcom Podcast. Going to have a different approach on the episodes from now on. Have taken feedback from people. I know some people that are involved in media. Talked to a guy named Donald Williams, who owns a music entertainment out of Napoleonville, Louisiana. He's given me a lot of pointers. He's a great guy. And just trying to refocus it. And I listened to some podcasts along the way. One is Hail Varsity Podcast, which is a Nebraska one. Listened to Walk On Podcast, Sam Houston State. Listened to Sideline Report, KNWD. They do a great job. The KNWD guys and Colin Vidros do a fantastic job. So taking everything they do, I've kind of retooled this. So I'm not repeating things that are said before. I felt, and just from feedback, that some of the episodes are a little too analytical, too much of this is what they run, this is what we need to do. And basically, you can hear Brad Larratt say that, and any of the coaches say that on NSUDemons.com, on our YouTube channel, Demon Huddle on Thursdays. It's a great show that they do with Coach Larratt, and you can listen to Patrick Netherton. He's just such a wonderful voice for Northwestern. So no point in me rehashing the same things you've heard before. So just a little retooling of the podcast. I'm going to start off with soccer. They'll be hosting the conference tournament. Our game will be tonight, which if you're listening on Wednesday, it will be tonight at 7 o'clock against McNeese. If we should win this game, we'll come back on Friday at 7 against either A&M Commerce or A&M Corpus Christi. Championship would be Sunday at 1 o'clock. I do like our chances in this tournament, especially if we can get that first win. Lady Demon soccer team, Washington, they are tremendous at keeping possession, at making the other team kind of chase them around the whole game. And in a tournament structure where you're having three games in back-to-back succession, it really does help as the other team kind of wears themselves down. You lose your energy. You get to that Sunday game, you have a little tired legs out on the pitch. And I believe that with our style of play, it really puts us in a position where we can get a good win. Something I'd like to see us work on going forward with the Lady Demon soccer team is I find sometimes we just kind of give up possession a little too easily, but I believe that that is something where it's not a huge problematic factor. Our midfield defense is absolutely phenomenal, so I love our chances on it. But again, one game at a time. You know McNeese is going to come out fired up. Anytime you play an in-state team, they're going to be ready for you. So looking forward to seeing how the Lady Demon soccer team goes. It's been fun and an absolute pleasure to watch them. And crunching the numbers, you know, hopefully everyone can go support them because this senior class is by far one of the most successful senior classes in any sport at Northwestern. Going to have a quick word from our sponsor and then get down to the football team as they prepare to take on Texas A&M Commerce. Going into this week's matchup against Texas A&M Commerce, which will be Saturday at 2, the big narrative going on is that the Demons, while first place in conference, are simply smoke and mirrors the fact that the Demons have only played the bottom three teams in conference. We haven't been competitive against any good teams. I believe there's a validity to that, and two things to look at. First is Demons this year in our losses. We have unfortunately been very non-competitive against teams with any kind of a pulse. Against Montana, you look at our halftime scores. We were down 26-0 in Montana. Against a bad Grambling team, we were down 41-7. Against Southern Miss, down 41-0. A bad Eastern Illinois team, which is now 2-6, we were down 35-7. And then last week in our homecoming, which drew a crowd of 4,300. I thought it was a good crowd. We were down 37-3, which is unfortunate because a lot of those people that came in for homecoming, they're not going to return. And it is very problematic of our program when you look at the fact that we have not been competitive this year against any kind of good competition whatsoever. And that's really scary to see. You look at some of our wins. Houston Christian has not looked good. Lamar has looked very poor. Nichols, they're in the middle of probably the worst season they've had in 10 years. So when you look at our wins, they're not very impressive, and there's a lot of bite to it. So I went back and I looked at the last 10 years against the top three opponents, and in the last 10 years, we have a record of 2-26 against the top three teams in the Southland Conference. 9 straight losses to top 3 teams, and we have been outscored an average of 38-21, which is not good at all. The two wins we have are two lone wins. One was in 2014 over Sam Houston State, which won conference. That was a really interesting Demon team, as we had knocked off Louisiana Tech, knocked off Sam Houston, but then dropped games we shouldn't have. Really a weird anomaly that year. And then the other one, which was interesting, was in 2018. We knocked off Lamar 49-48. That Lamar team ended up finishing third and went to the playoffs. That was a very interesting Lamar team, as they finished the regular season 7-4, but they started off really poor. They had a win over lower division Kentucky Christian, then they followed off with 4 straight losses, and they weren't really close. They lost to Texas Tech 77-0, lost to us 49-48, had a close loss to Southeastern 30-24, and that was not a great Southeastern team, and then lost to Nichols, who ended up winning the conference, and they lost to them 50-27. But after that, they went on an absolute tear, knocking off Incarnate Word, Sam Houston, which was ranked 14th at the time, Stephen F. Austin, Central Arkansas, Houston Baptist, and then nailed McNeese in the last game of the season and went to the playoffs and almost upset Northern Iowa. So it was a really interesting team, and I believe that is a template the Demons can look at, that no matter how bad you've looked in the past, you can still overcome it. And for the Demons, I believe it poses a really significant challenge. Something concerning me about this weekend, looking ahead to Texas A&M Commerce, is to me they've established themselves firmly as a top 3 team in our league, have a really big upset win over Southeastern. Last week they played Incarnate Word, and UIW's offense is absolutely impressive. If there's a better offense in FCS, I haven't seen it. They do everything well, and I was impressed the way UIW counteracted what A&M Commerce did. And if you look at UIW, I believe their focus is the same focus they have. They have a pretty much an air raid offense. They like to spread it out, throw it up a ton of times. And going into this game, they were really, really effective in that. And Texas A&M Commerce really neutralized that passing attack. Now, when they did that, they sold out for the pass, but they basically allowed UIW to just run wild on them. And if you look at the passing for UIW against the Commerce defense, they were 19-29, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions for 282 yards, which is pretty average to below average if you look at FCS numbers. So that is concerning in the fact that UIW, just being honest, has a much better offense than we do. They have much better offensive weapons, much more speed. So if Commerce can do that to them, it definitely poses a problem for us when we try and spread the ball out. And Commerce kind of put a bubble out. They basically just jammed up the receivers, didn't give them any room to breathe, and that gives me concern. Now, the one thing they did do, the trade-off they had, is they allowed UIW to rush the ball. And UIW, credit to their coaching staff, they adjusted very quickly, especially in the second half, and they rushed 41 times for 300 yards, which was quite impressive. Something that was really good for them, they had 7.3 yards per rush against the Lions, and that is something I think the Demons need to emulate. And if you watch that UIW team, and that coaching staff is phenomenal. They didn't have slow developing plays where it allowed that Commerce defense to kind of key in on them. They did quick. It was quick hits, quick hit, quick hits. They got to the line, they hiked it quick, and their scoring drives were very, very quick. They were 3 minutes and under many times, so they went right down the field on Commerce on the ground, especially in that second half. But it was an adjustment they had to make. If you're the Demons coming into this weekend, I believe that is something we're going to have to look at. They're a very, very talented team. One thing I love about Commerce is they're very physical. They're very, very aggressive on defense, and their line can make a lot of problems big time. And it's just a team that, again, I'm very, very high on with A&M Commerce. And you look at defensively, the guy that I was impressed with is a guy named Deontay Smith, defensive back. He had 2 interceptions for 26 yards on returns. He had 1 breakup, 7 tackles. Again, they're a bunch of ball hawks. You look at the guys that can break a pass as Kendall Paul. You look at Ben Hutch. I mean, just amazing, amazing players. And then when you look at their quarterback, Eric Rodriguez, he's got a lot of speed. For a quarterback, he doesn't have bad accuracy at all. He was 16-27, 162, with no touchdown and two picks against UIW. But I thought he played well within himself. The UIW defense stepped up tremendously. They did a great job. And one thing that UIW did that I was real impressed with is they let Lindsey Scott run a lot. They also let Marcus Cooper run a lot. He ran 20 times, and then another guy, Gerald Wiley. So they did spread it out a bit. They still had their backs coming out to kind of keep the defense honest. So we're going to have to do things like they did in order to win this game. I do think the Demons have a chance. I think it is a winnable game. I think it's something we can do, but we cannot start off poor. If we start off like we did against Montana or Grambling, Eastern Illinois, Southeast Missouri, it's going to be a very, very long day for the Demons, and it's not going to be a fun one. So hopefully for the Demons and Northwestern, this will be a start of something new. And if you're a Demons, look, you've put yourself in position to win. You've put yourself in position to win a conference title, go to the playoffs. Everything's still out in front of you. We've had a lot of disappointment, but that ends now. On the flip side of things, if we continue to do the way we have done, and this is the disappointing thing, is if we come out the way we've done the rest of the year against our final three teams of Commerce, UIW, and Southeastern, it's going to be really ugly. It's going to be lopsided scores, worse than anything we've had so far. You know, UIW, they put up a lot of points on everyone they play, so it's going to be really interesting. You know, if we can't do better, it's probably not going to look good for us. And if we finish off the year with three straight blowout losses, then unfortunately some bad conversations will have to happen. But for Demon Team, you know, I'm not putting the blame on just the players or just the coaches. I think it goes all around. Getting outscored 26-0, 41-7, 41-0, 35-7, and 37-3 in the first half of games is just, to me, that's just a lack of being prepared when you start the game. No ways about it. There's no reason you should have that happen five times in a year. That just shouldn't happen. And, you know, one time, excusable. Five times, it's problematic. And that is a major issue for the Demons going forward. Players, coaches, I mean, you've got to fix it. There's no other way around it. Looking at the rest of the Southland Conference this weekend, you have Houston Christian going to UIW. I expect that one to be an absolute bloodbath. UIW is just a phenomenal, phenomenal team. Houston Christian's playing better. They are 2-6 on the year. I just don't see them hanging in with UIW at all. I don't think they have the offense or defense on either side. Of course, Demons will be traveling to Texas A&M Commerce. Big one for the Demons. If we can get the win, then basically we just need to split with Southeastern and UIW to end the season, and we'll win a share of the conference title, which would be great. Southeastern will travel to Lamar. Coming off a win against Nichols, they're really really poor team. I don't think Southeastern should have any problem. And then McNeese will host Eastern Illinois. McNeese is 1-7 on the year, but for my word, I really do think McNeese is going to take that one. And to be honest, I don't think it'll be close. McNeese, and I've said on my last podcast, Coach Goff with McNeese, he is absolutely doing a great job. I know they're 1-7 and people may be down on him, but he's got them going in the right direction. So I'm really anxious to see how they perform against Eastern Illinois. The last thing I want to touch on here, and it's been something kind of around FCS social media, is Jackson State and Coach Deion Sanders going to the Celebration Bowl, not playing in the playoffs. And I can't blame Jackson State for that. You know, they're making $1 million payout on that. They get a ton of money, a ton of crowd. They have a good thing going right now. Said it on social media, it's Jackson State right now has the perfect mix of having a great fan base, having the perfect amount of hype, and a perfect amount of media coverage. And, you know, I can't blame them. Look, strike while the iron's hot. You know, Coach Sanders won't be there, I don't think, long term. I think eventually he'll move up, but while he's there, I think what they're doing is absolutely amazing. It's phenomenal. I think it's good for FCS football. You know, some people complain about, well, they're not playing the top dogs, they're not playing this team or that team, but if you're Jackson State and you can get 30, 40, 50,000 fans at neutral site games, to me, there just isn't, financially, it doesn't make sense to go out and play a game, you know, on the road for less money. It just makes no sense for me, or a lesser crowd, or even to go travel to a team that's only going to draw maybe 9 or 10,000. So for Jackson State, I think what they're doing, it's smart for their program. Is it smart for everyone else? I don't think so, but can they compete with the top dogs in FCS? I also don't think so, but that doesn't take away from what they've done, and I think it's a good thing for FCS football. I, you know, wish Northwestern could do the same, and I think going forward for the Demons, I think one thing we need to focus on is marketing. I thought what basketball did with the round ball tip-off was great. I think we need to extend that to other sports and extend that to football. And one thing I've heard a lot of people say about Northwestern is we just don't have the fan support or the resources to be competitive at this point. And it's something I don't necessarily agree with. We don't have fan support right now. That's true. We're only getting 4,300 for homecoming. But I can't blame fans on that. It's the way I look at it is if I go to a store and I buy a product that I need and I bring it home, it works wonderful the first time, then it breaks. And I go to the store, buy the same product again, it breaks again, I'm probably not gonna buy that product. And it's the same thing with Demon football. People will come support the Demons, but when you've gone on 16 years of subpar play on the field, you get to the point where you're like, you know, I'm not going to spend money on this product anymore. It's broken. It's not giving me what I want from it. So I can't blame the lack of fans there. And I do believe, honestly, if you can get the Demons to start winning again, if we can put a good product on that field where week in, week out, Demon fans know when they show up at Turpin Stadium, they're going to see a good performance and not us being down by 30 points at homecoming at halftime, I think you'll get the fans back. And when the fans come back, you'll get more money. But that has to be fixed, and that has to start now. And like I said, our track record going against top teams is not good. And until that changes, we're not going to improve. So we've got to figure it out. And it's a really big weekend this weekend, big stretch of the season. And I really do believe this stretch of season can dictate a lot of what this football program is going to look like going forward. I thank you very, very much for listening and taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed kind of the new retooled format. I know it's not a significant change, but one I thought definitely needed to happen. Thank you for listening. For everybody going out to Commerce to watch the Demon football team play, please have safe travels. I hope everyone can come out and support Lady Demon soccer team, support Lady Demon volleyball. I have not forgot about you. Definitely impressive what the volleyball team is doing. So best of luck to them. I'll try and cover them more in future episodes. Really do appreciate everybody for listening. Have a great week. And as always, Forkham Demons.